Valvoline Instant Oil Change presents Wisdom from the Road.
Summer means wide open spaces and a whole lot of extra miles. The last place you want your engine to give out is halfway to nowhere. Out here, low oil or a weak battery is just an ambush waiting to happen. That's why every oil change at Valvoline Instant Oil Change includes an 18-point maintenance check. These techs are trained to help spot issues early and keep you riding easy. Change wisely.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You're on The Burt Show.
Well, over the weekend, we don't get paid, actually, until this week. So I'm living...
we don't get paid.
Yeah, that...
Maybe, I don't know how that transitioned, but that was a great transition. No, we get paid this week, and I'm living on a budget. So I pretty much live paycheck to paycheck.
Mm-hmm. So like if you lost this job today...
I'd be screwed.
Like, how long before you'd have to give up the apartment and the car and everything?
Relatively fast, depending on how many paychecks I had.
Like 2 weeks, maybe 3-4 weeks?
Well, yeah, we get paid every 2 weeks.
That's really personal, Bert.
Well, I know. That's the question that we've all...
You can't push her on her money thing.
That's the question we've all asked each other before at one point or another.
But she's 24.
Yeah, I'm not coming down. I'm just asking questions.
I live paycheck to paycheck right now.
I think most do.
I have 15 bucks until payday, which is used for gas money right now. So I had to be a little creative with my food selection because usually I buy groceries at the beginning of every paycheck and restock the fridge, restock the pantry. So over the weekend, I had to be creative because I'm running a little low in everything, including bread. So I didn't have bread over the weekend. I'm just going through my...
You just pick out the moldy parts.
But it is bad.
No,
when you're out of bread.
I really didn't even have a loaf of bread.
Like,
I don't even have any mold.
Moldy bread. Okay.
I didn't have mold
to eat around.
Because I've done that maneuver right there, Melissa.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Where it's there's only like six pieces left, and it's sort of moldy, but you can cut around the inside and around the edges and make
because
it work just fine.
Especially when you're hungry.
If it's just the white fuzzy part, you can, pull that out.
It
if it's
really
green
matter.
And it's something you can put into a lab,
you can
then
take
maybe.
Like a Tylenol. You know, it'll all go away. It'll cancel each other out as long as you got food in your belly. No, so all I had was literally some turkey and some sliced cheese in my refrigerator. So I was like, I can be creative with this. So I literally took three pieces of turkey and I took my piece of cheese, put it all together, put some spicy mustard on the top, like rubbed the entire thing together. So it was literally folded in half sandwich and I ate it without the bread. So, I mean,
it was like a roll up.
It was a sandwich roll up with no bread. Not very filling, but it did. I mean, that's what I had to do.
It was food.
So I'm just wondering, what are people's creative solutions if they're running low in their pantry? Because at this point, you're just like, rice. Like, I'm making everything because I'm starving. So I'm like, rice.
So what are you looking for? Like, the poor person's makeshift?
The poor person's cookbook, because you just run low and you need to kind of figure out how to pull everything together.
You call them like utility meals. Like, whatever's in the pantry, what can you make a utility meal out of?
877-588-BERT. 877-588-2378.
Because I think everybody goes through a point where you've got nothing in the bank. Mm-hmm. You've got 4 days left until you get money to go buy groceries. So all you've got is like rice, peanut butter, and popcorn.
And then you got those packets that you've kept in the drawer for a long time, and you got to figure out how to mix those together for a good sauce.
Seriously, yeah. I think right now, I have rice in my pantry, I have peanut butter, I have a thing of popcorn, I have some corn.
Do you have any tuna fish? Cans of tuna? Because to me, that's always kind of
leftover. Yeah.
And to make tuna salads, really super easy, because you got some mayo somewhere in the back, or you could get mayo packets. And then, like, maybe a little relish, chop up some pickles that are in the back of that fridge or that pantry, chop it all up.
She's a foodie. She knows
how to
do
that. I'm like, this is an awesome refrigerator because I wish I had all those ingredients to mix together.
You don't have like an old jar of mayo that's still got some, like, scraped it on the sides you can get out? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've got a little bit of that.
Mm-hmm. And usually somebody's got like pickles or relish or something left over that one time you had the cookout and you bought relish because you thought everybody would have it on their hot dog and then only one person did. So you got a whole thing of relish in there. Yeah.
This is where you got to go with this. Like, you almost have to remember the conversations that you had with like your grandparents when they were telling you about like the Great Depression and the foods that they used to make make out of absolutely nothing back in the day. Mm-hmm. Like, we just had ketchup, we had warm water, we put them together, we made tomato soup.
Yeah. How does that work?
It's just fascinating.
And
I thought the poor person's cookbook would be a great idea, but then you wouldn't be able to afford the book once it's published.
That's so true. I have to give it away
online.
For free.
Yeah. Online.
Brandon, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning. Hot dogs wrapped in biscuit wrapped around a hot dog with a cheese in it.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Hot dog wrapped with biscuit and cheese. I mean, you're talking about, what, 70 cents per biscuit right there?
Yep,
that's
you
good.
Got it.
Nice. Thank you.
Okay. Yep. I do Very have biscuits because my mom made those last night.
So if we were putting together a cookbook just for poor folks, like you just got the standards in the closet and the standards in the... You're broke.
It's broke folk cookbook. Broke
folk. Trademark that, Melissa. Quick.
Broke folk cookbook. It's mine.
877-588-2378. Good morning, Bobby. You're on the Burt Show.
Yeah, peanut butter and saltine crackers. Saltine crackers don't go as stale as bread. Don't get moldy like bread, and they taste fine stale.
Yeah, man. Yep. You know, if you've got saltine crackers that you're munching on and they're stale, they've been in there since like the Backstreet Boys had a hit.
Yeah.
Well, that's what usually.
Dang. Why you gotta rip on BSB, okay?
Long time.
That's usually the only thing you have in your pantry, though, is saltine crackers. And I had to succumb to peanut butter yesterday, which I really don't like.
Hey, Nicole. Good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning. If she only has rice, like I grew up with rice and ketchup or rice and eggs or rice and like slices of hamburger or
rice and soy
sauce. Rice and beans are always good.
Yeah. Just rice with ketchup is like the best. People think I'm weird, but it's really good.
Look, forget about weird. If you're broke and all you've got is rice and you've got ketchup, you know what? It's a beautiful combination.
Yeah, if you're one of the broke folk.
If you broke folk.
Broke folk.
That's awesome.
I'm tweeting that. That means it's trademarked.
Carrie, good morning. You have an addition to the Broke Folk Cookbook.
Hi, Bert. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you? Now, are you calling from Nashville?
I'm calling from Nashville.
Welcome. Yay, Carrie. I think people in Nashville are scared to participate in the show, so I'm glad that you called.
Oh, okay. Very good. Well, my mom used to make this, and we were kind of poor. It was pork and beans, a can of corn drained, hot dogs cut up, and a can of tomato sauce, and you cook it on the stove, and she called it chow.
Chow. All right, let's go over this list again here, Carrie.
Okay.
It's pork and beans, corn, hot dogs, and tomato sauce.
Yes.
All right.
Hit it up on the stove. Chow. You got your chow.
Grandparents were so good with like corn. I mean, just corn. They could make
anything
out of corn, dude.
Exactly.
It's true.
It ended up on the stove. It's popped up with a whole entire table full of food.
It's a meatloaf on your plate, but somehow they made it out of corn.
Exactly.
Hey, Carrie, thanks for listening to Nashville. We appreciate it.
All right. Have a good day, y'all.
You too. Bye-bye. Here is Mike. Mike, in addition to the Broke Folk Cookbook.
Yeah, I've got one for you.
Okay.
Whenever I go grocery shopping, I always stock up on mac and cheese and like turkey kielbasa. Mm-hmm. And I'll keep the turkey kielbasa frozen in the freezer.
Yeah.
And then if I'm running low on funds, like I'll cook up the mac and cheese, thaw out the turkey kielbasa, and mix that up.
That was my standard all through college. In fact, I think I almost won a cooking competition in here with just that.
That's right.
Or did I win it that one day?
Rachel Ray picked you.
Yeah.
Jerk.
Yeah, I mean, he's right, man. It's like it costs a total of about 45 cents to make, but it fills you up. The problem is there's so much salt in it that you're thirsty for like 48 hours. Cindy, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. We need another entry into the Broke Folk Cookbook.
Noodles and I get the chicken flavor, which is 16 cents.
Mm-hmm.
I cook that. I add a tablespoon of peanut butter. That makes it have a Thai base to it. And any kind of meat I have in my refrigerator, if it's a chicken, a hot dog, whatever, I saute that. Add that, and I have any kind of vegetable, and it's a Thai dish.
It's a Thai dish with romaine noodles, peanut butter, any meat, and some vegetables.
That's awesome. Yeah. And all the salt makes her yell.
Well, and somebody, somebody just sent me a website. Apparently, it's a website where you can just put in whatever you have in your pantry, like any ingredients you have in your pantry. You put it together, and they'll tell you how to make a meal.
Oh my god!
I'll have to send that to post on
the
website.
Try that. That's awesome.
What a
ramen
great idea.
Noodles. Whoever invented ramen noodles, ramen noodles,
yeah,
needs to be kissed right on the lips.
Yeah.
Those things saved me so much back in the day.
Ramen noodles and a rotel. Do they make rotel anymore?
It the rotel
like,
cheese?
Yeah, it was like a tomato cheese dip for chips and stuff. I get rotel and chips. Yeah.
You can do that with a rotel and a can of chili, too. Pour it over some tortilla chips. You got nachos.
Meredith, good morning. You're on the Burke Show.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I always use, well, always, oyster crackers from Chili, you know, during the winter, and shredded cheese and bacon bits, and I put it in the microwave, and it's fabulous. It's
beautiful, man.
That sounds good. Amazing.
Yeah.
I can be poor and eat.
You can be poor and eat well. Not healthy, but well.
What was that website again that they just told you about?
It's called cookingbynumbers.com.
And you put the ingredients that you have in the kitchen, and it will tell you exactly how to make it.
It'll give you options, different options on what you can make with every ingredient you have.
This is beautiful. We got to put that up online.
Oh, yes.
Okay, we'll do that at thebertshow.com.
Listen, it's The Bert Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters August 28th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still, not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now, we are here to help you keep going further. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.